Your taxes hold the key.
Taxpayers, it's 1 month until tax day, and Tax Administration Jamaica, through the Special Taxpayer Assistance Program, continues to assist you in filing your income tax returns before the March 15 deadline. Business persons and self-employed individuals island-wide are being encouraged to make use of the free tax support sessions, which are geared at assisting you with filing your final income tax returns for 2016, as well as your estimated returns for 2017. Remember to take along your income and expenditure statements. A schedule of the free tax sessions, as well as forms, schedules, and instruction booklets, are available on our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
Hear your tax.
On this week's Get the Facts, we tell you about the Private Security Regulation Authority, PSRA. The Private Security Regulation Authority, PSRA, is a statutory body under the Ministry of National Security. It's responsible for monitoring and regulating the operations of contract security organizations, proprietary security organizations, private security guards, private investigators, and security trainers. The authority is established under the PSRA Act of 1992 and is headed by a 9-member board with a secretariat of 29 members of staff led by Executive Director Roslyn Campbell. Ms. Campbell says one of the current areas of focus for the PSRA is incrementally improving the benefits security guards have access to.
We have found ourselves being an advocacy group for the private security guards. We had to strike a balance while we monitor the industry. But however, we were constantly reminded that the terms and conditions of work for private security guards are not the best. Although that is the remit of the Ministry of Labor, we have found ourselves rising to the challenge to help the security guards in gaining some of the what we would consider normal benefits others of us have who work in Jamaica.
As part of its main functions, the authority has the power to grant, refuse, suspend, or cancel licenses or registration cards issued to the private security industry. Following the rapid growth in the number of organizations and individuals operating in the private security industry, it became important for a system to be introduced to subject those organizations and individuals to some form of regulation and monitoring, hence the passing of the PSRA Act in 1992. The Act provides that no organization or individual shall operate within the private security industry unless licensed and/or registered with the PSRA. Applications for license and/or registration under the Act must be made to the authority on the prescribed forms accompanied by the prescribed fee and is issued for a specified period. The PSRA also provides training to security guards and heavily recommends that guards be trained before going into the occupation.
The regulations of the Private Security Act ask for 80 hours of basic training, which is what most companies used to do. But currently, it is mandatory that you provide certification. And that certification is available from City and Guilds, which is an international certification, because once you get that, then you can open up your employment for all over Europe. We have the NVQJ and the CVQ certification through HITRUST. That opens you up to the rest of the Caribbean and Canada.
Executive Director of the PSRA, Roslyn Campbell. Distinction College, Caribbean Maritime Institute, and Excelsior Community College also provide training for guards. Ms. Campbell says increasing the availability of training is part of efforts to professionalize the industry. That's it for Get the Facts this week. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week for more.
Get the Facts.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.